Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an absolutely fantastic day today. Hope you guys are staying strong and active and healthy and fit as always. We're staying busy down here in Florida as we normally are. And I want to encourage people, as always, to continue to check out the website at healthmasters.com. If you guys need anything, the N-acetylcysteine on sale right now. And I also have a new kit that I'll be putting together here in the next couple hours, the Ultimate Stress Control Kit. I've had a lot of people contact me and email me over the last couple weeks, kind of asking me what are some really good products that will help out with overall stress control. And the Cortisol Buster, along with the Adrenal Support and the B-Complex, three very, very effective products when stacked together, really help out with overall stress control. The Cortisol Buster, which is stacked with a very, very high dose of bioactive ashwagandha, helps out significantly with cortisol and with stress. That's one of the main products in that kit that I recommend, and I'll have that on the website here in the next couple hours. I've been putting together with a couple of my sales teams and marketing guys, and we've been looking at stuff and going through a lot of the products that really help out with that. As I know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now, guys. There's no question about it. Things are getting weird, and as they have been for the last couple years, and more than ever now, it's absolutely crucial you take care of your body, take care of your mind, and continue to maintain your overall health. And one of those things you can do with that is by taking proper nutrients and eating clean, healthy foods. I encourage you to do that on a regular basis. Read ingredients. Look at what you're putting in your body. The more and more and more products that come out as far as food on the market, a lot of it's more and more toxic every single day. So be aware of what you're putting in your body. I know when you go out to eat dinner certain places, it's hard to figure out what you're putting in your body. It really is. And that's why I don't go out to eat dinner very much. But when it comes to your home, when it comes to the products you bring into your refrigerator, you absolutely have a choice. And you can vote with your dollar. Choose products that you know are going to keep you healthy, wealthy, and wise, so to speak. And stay away from a lot of the really toxic foods that are just riddled with preservatives. And if you're going to take supplements, make sure you take the highest quality supplements. That's why we're here at Health Masters, to help you guys out the best we possibly can. Feel free to give us a call at any time, and we'll be happy to talk to you guys and give you the best encouraging advice on what direction to go, whether it be with food, supplementation, or overall lifestyle choices. So again, thank you for your support. Also, too, in other news, this is kind of comical. I can't make this up anymore, and this just goes along with the an incredible increase of taxes on taxes on taxes. I was just talking about this earlier to Dad and our producer, Todd. New York City now is going to be the first U.S. city ever to implement a congestion tax for motorists entering its busiest areas. The Big Apple's new plan, laid out Wednesday by the Metropolitan Transport Authority, will charge drivers $23 to enter Manhattan's Central Business District. The study released with the plan projected a reduction in the number of cars in Manhattan, because you're going to have to pay a $23 fee just to drive in now. I guess to have the privilege of seeing rundown New York City. And, you know, you see the photos and videos, and I'm not picking on anybody that lives in New York, but I've personally been there multiple times. New York's not what you see in the movies. New York City is not at all what you see in the movies. There's a couple really nice areas right down the main strip that are kind of cool at night, and some of the main areas as far as shopping. You go through a lot of the other areas, well, you feel like you need to have a pistol on your person late at night. But I guess you need to have the privilege of paying that $23 tax if you're going to drive into New York, apparently, because the congestion is so bad. And this is, again, you guys already know, this is part of the agenda to make sure that the peasants don't have vehicles. You know what I mean? Peasants need to walk. Peasants don't need to have cars. I mean, what are they driving around for? Why are the peasants burning fuel? They don't have the privilege to do that. Peasants need to walk, ride a bicycle. You know, you're privileged to ride a bicycle, peasant. So if you don't want to pay that $23 fee, go ahead and walk in New York. I just thought that was funny when I read that up earlier. And then on top of that, to take it to another level, there's now been videos and photos released from the IRS CI training expedition unit, which I didn't even know what IRS CI was. I had to look it up. And of course, it's their IRS criminal investigation unit, because, you know, IRS needs to have their criminal investigation unit that that knows how to breach entry. Yeah, have CQB combat training. And there's photos now of them going through and operating their M4s and doing house breaching on suburban areas in their basic shoot house that they have set up on their training area. And the photos came out from the IRS annual report, the National Criminal Investigation Training Academy in Brunswick, Georgia, where they have videos and photos of IRS CI agents walking around, going through, breaching houses, doing CQB combat training. And I'm still waiting to hear one of these stories where IRS actually had a direct engagement with somebody. Because last time I heard, FBI is always attached to IRS units if they have something that's really significant. I don't know where IRS is expecting to have all these gunfight encounters and breaching houses with CQB training. Where would they possibly need to do? Oh, that's right. That's right. They're getting ready with their 87,000 agents to start taking on the American populace. And I'm going to talk to Doug Hagman about this tonight in detail on our show and why in the world IRS needs to have these units that are so heavily armed. And it's interesting enough as well, the more research we've done over the last, you know, couple days with Trump, apparently on June 3rd, he already had engagements and discussions with his attorneys, with the FBI on what they wanted, and had basically the FBI over at his place. And they essentially got what they needed, allegedly. And this is 3 months ago. There was no issues. Everything's been going on fine. And then suddenly now the FBI decided they wanted to do pretty much a no-knock search warrant on the Mar-a-Lago compound beginning of the week, as you guys know. And as we saw the video yesterday, Eric Garland – pretty much Merrick Garland has pretty much come out now and said that, he's 100% in favor of the search warrant, that U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland admitted he personally approved of the search warrant. No duh, ding dong. We already called that out on Tuesday, along with basically the FBI director and the chief magistrate down here, the federal judge in Florida, the pedophile sympathizer that worked with Jeffrey Epstein. We all knew they were involved in it. We called that the next day. Merrick Garland came out first off and said, I personally approved the decision to seek a search warrant in this matter. No duh. We called that out. But what's interesting enough about it, if you watch the little speech that he comes out with, he blatantly tells everybody, if you listen to what people say, they'll tell you what their intentions are. And he came out and said, the men and women of the FBI and Justice Department are dedicated patriot public servants. Every day they protect American people while safeguarding your civil rights. They do so at great personal sacrifice and risk themselves. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, I'm sure there was a huge, huge threat at Mar-a-Lago with 30 FBI agents all fully armed with M4 select fire machine guns. You know, I know there's a huge threat raiding that compound. Because they had a lot of engagements down there. You know, you can't make this up, guys. And the fact of the matter is, you've got this complete and total POS clown who's registered basically as a international member that can go in between other countries. And yet he's coming up here as the AG of the United States saying that, you know, the FBI is a good patriot community, that they're serving the populace, they're serving the public while they raid houses that are empty down in basically Fort Lauderdale because, you know, it's for your protection. Remember what happened with COVID? Remember everything? You're not allowed to work. You're not allowed to keep your business open. Why? Why can't I have my business open? Well, it's for your protection. You're not essential because it's for your protection. We're doing this to protect you. Kind of like when ATF and FBI started pumping CS gas that they knew was flammable and ignited on the Waco compound, killing, butchering, murdering 76 women and children, including multiple pregnant women. And remember, they did all that. They killed all those women and children. Remember, it's for their protection. They did it to protect them because, you know, obviously the best way to protect people is to kill them. Apparently that's where the Justice Department is now, and the best way to protect people is to raid houses of the former president of the United States. Can't make this clown show up anymore, and that's why we continue to pump out the truth and the news and what's actually going on instead of the obfuscation that continues to engulf the mainstream media as always. What do you think, Dad? You know, Austin, the thing about it is just, there's a lot of stuff happening all at once. You know, and Don, one of our good listeners and supporters of Health Masters and listened supporters of the show, sent me a text yesterday, and I kind of referenced it a little bit on yesterday's show. And it's like this barrage of stuff now coming at us. It's not, and again, what that does, that's from Tavistock, which, by the way, the Tavistock Institute's having to close here in the United States now because they're pushing transgender chemicals, surprise, surprise. And the Tavistock Institute was originally developed by the Office of Naval Intelligence back during World War I to determine the effects of shell shock, to find out how much a person could physically, mentally take before they had a psychic break. And they learned they could actually split personalities, and people can only handle so much trauma at one time until they just give up and accept anything you tell them. And that's what we're in the middle of right now. This is a complete and total Tavistock mind program that's happening to us right now in the United States and globally as they bring in their new world order. They figure if they dump enough stuff on us for a long enough period of time that eventually we'll just give up. That's exactly what they did in Russia. You know, the Russian Civil War went off and went way into the 20s. I mean, finally, the Russian people just gave up because they got tired of fighting their neighbors and fighting everybody in the neighborhood and fighting everybody coming into their towns and everybody dying. I mean, 50 to 100 million, probably closer to 100 million Russians were killed by Stalin. I mean, he said he had a bad day if he wasn't killing 10, 20, 30,000 people. I mean, the guy was a loon. And so this is the group that basically has run the planet now for a long, long time. And they have they don't care about humans. They have no sympathy for people dying. And so they don't care about the fact that you've had enough, that you're basically being basically subjected to trauma-based mind control. That's another term for it. I remember back in 2003, we had three hurricanes cross over our county in 6 weeks. We really did. And it was just complete and total because we know they were doing it with the geoengineering because the statistics of that happening with the hurricanes coming over the middle of the state in the past 70, 80 years is that the statistics are like millions to one that it would possibly happen over our individual county. It's almost like they were fine-tuning the ability to create storms and to steer storms over the United States, and they picked Central Florida for some unknown reason to basically flood us out and have our trees drop. And it was miserable, power out for a week at a time. It was awful, but because we were prepared, you know, we had backup generators, et cetera, a lot of our neighbors left. They went to hotels outside of the county because it was such a mess. There were literally fields, acres and acres, tens of acres, the hundreds of acres of trees that were piled up 40, 50 feet high of people's having to clean the trees and the oak trees out of their yards because of these three storms. Because after the first two storms, the ground was so wet and so soaked, the oak tree roots weren't holding like they were needed to. And so the next storm just pushed them over. And so it's just crazy what they can do with weather manipulation and with trauma-based mind control. And that's exactly what we're having right now. You know, Donald Trump was falling in the polls because Ron DeSantis was really gaining in the polls. So as far as I'm concerned, they had to find some way to push Donald Trump back up into the polls again and martyr him. His, you know, collections have gone through the roof now. And now they're saying there's all kinds of things that he may have had in his files. Now they're saying that they need to dig up Ivana, his first, second wife or whatever she was, and, you know, look at her casket. He's hiding files. I'm not kidding you that he's hiding files in the casket. I mean, all kinds of stupid stuff like this. And it never, ever ends because we're constantly being bombarded from all different angles. What a lot of people don't realize is there was a thing called Crossfire Hurricane. It was an FBI investigation, and it was the code name for the counterintelligence investigation undertaken by the FBI again from July 31st, 2016, before Trump ever became president, to May the 17th, 2017. And the links between the Russian and officials and associates of Donald Trump and whether individuals associated with his presidential campaign were coordinating unwittingly or willingly with the Russian government's efforts to interfere with the U.S. presidential election. It was, of course, it was triggered by the Mueller investigation and all of the stuff that happened. And the thing about this is he declassified this before he left office. Now, whether the Justice Department declassified or not, I don't know. So some people are saying now that he had the files to Crossfire Hurricane showing his innocence that he had taken from the White House. Other people are also saying that he took UFO files from the White House. Other people are also saying that he took Kennedy files from the White House on who killed Kennedy. And other people are basically, you know, talking about all of the other things with the Russians and all the other investments that he's made and all the fake stuff that he's done to basically say this guy had this stuff in his compound. Or it could have just been this. He didn't have anything in his compound that was worth anything. They haven't released any information. They found it, or they planted some information. Some people are saying he had nuclear launch codes that he took with him. All this stupid stuff. Because, and here's the thing I've told Sharon years ago,
You know, where there is lack of communication, there is always speculation. I'm going to repeat that. That's a quote. Where there is lack of communication, there's always speculation. So all we're doing now is speculating on what he had at his house or what he took from the White House, et cetera, et cetera. And the sad part about it is we really don't know what they were involved with as far as any of this stuff. Maybe he took evidence of Hunter Biden's laptop. Ooh, maybe he did that. I don't know. The point is this, you know, weaponization of the FBI is just unbelievable to all of the people who are patriots in the United States of America. And then we have all these other alt media hosts that are being attacked, and many of them are also fake media, alt media that is basically being controlled by CIA. And the CIA is pretty much turned into the alt media and the mainstream media in many cases. And it's sad to me because it didn't have to be that way. But when they saw that we were getting information out 10, 15, 20 years ago via the internet, and it wasn't have to go through mainstream channels anymore, they had to find a way to come in and control alt media. You know, what we're in right now is an information war, and we're also in an economic war. And this Luciferian cabal wants us to get into a civil war to fight each other. That's why they're trying to do everything they're doing to destroy black relations with whites, Hispanics with whites and blacks. Everything. Everything is being pushed on us. Now they're pushing the transgender to make the Christians really mad, or the gay stuff to make the Christians really mad. And they're forcing all of this stuff, instead of just living in peace with one another, they're passing legislation to give people special rights, which makes the other group even madder and madder and madder because we're losing our rights. But the problem is half the country doesn't understand what's even happening. You know, the Republicans do in some cases, but the other half has no idea. They're all fighting about abortion rights. And they're all mad because they can't kill their children anymore. You know, and of course that never took place. They can still kill their children. You know, and the majority of states still have open abortion. Some of the time restriction now as far as how late you can have an abortion, but they still go to states to have abortion. And many of the major Fortune 500 corporations are paying for their employees now and giving them cash to go have an abortion in another state. So they're fighting about stupid stuff. And the stuff that really matters about our freedom and our First Amendment and Second Amendment and right to search and seizure, they don't talk about that because they've been galvanized to the right or to the left. You know, and so here's the problem. This is a huge challenge. And here it is. You know, we have to be so careful on how we try to tell the people the truth that have been propagandized and brainwashed. People really don't want to know the truth. They really don't want to hear about it. You know, and what ends up happening basically is we have this globalist, private, cabal, Luciferian banking cartel, and it functions as a corporate oligarchy. I talked about this yesterday. Five of these top oligarchs in the U.S. are Larry Fink, Eric Schmidt, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, and George Soros, each managing his own respective domain with this new world order. And these people are put out there as front guys by the international banking cartels. All of them basically have all kinds of trash on them, in my opinion. That prevents them from going off the chain. And if they go off the chain, they're replaced by a body double or they're simply disappeared. It happens all the time. Look at old Maxwell. You know, he fell off the back of his yacht. He had all of these, you know, he found naked floating in the water, just like Maxwell's dad. And then he's given a place on the Mount of Olives in Israel, the highest point for any person could ever go as far as in a burial site. And, you know, and then we forget that Maxwell and just, you know, and Epstein both work for Mossad, who basically is orchestrated via Israel. And we just forget all of this stuff. And the Costa Nostra, the Jewish mafia, controls the media. We've talked about that in depth this week with Vanguard and BlackRock and State Street. And we realize that this is the synagogue of Satan. In many cases, they claim to be Jews, but they are not. They are simply doing what they always do as far as from the Luciferian standpoint. And their intent is not only to collapse the financial system, the energy system, supply chains, and food, and basically reduce the population of the planet by 7.5 billion people. They intend to collapse all of the world's governments and replace them with an artificial intelligence-driven system that ties your identity with central bank digital currency with track-trace technology, controlling where you can go and what you can buy. This is a corporate model, fascist model, that intends to sidestep government entirely and not have the government even involved whatsoever in our decisions and give us no freedom of true voting to tell the government what to do or put our elected officials in who'll fix this mess. That's the goal. And then they want to take that D-Wave computer that they developed, and the developer of that said it's like standing before the altar of an alien god, and connect us into that with a hive mind with chips and allow our brains to be controlled every day by every thought that we think, as it was in Genesis chapter 6. That's the guys who are doing this. And if you take a look at it, and you start realizing it, and you start looking at this Build Back Better stuff that they've been talking about, it's the exact same group that's pushing this in all the G20 countries. And we need to understand something. That's why we've got to keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Because there's no right. There's no left anymore. There's no Republican or Democrats right now. There's a bunch of groups. There's just a group of American citizens that are patriots and a group that's not. That's it. And so we have to understand that. The American citizens who are patriots love this country. And they're willing and they're not willing to sell us out to global dictators. And the people that don't love the country, that want the government to give them more and more stuff, they're willing to sell their souls to make a buck. That's what they're doing it for, just to make money, to get free stuff from the government. And we understand that, and we understand that there's no paradigm anymore of left and right, that everybody's on the same side of the Kabbalist Luciferians. We start to ask ourselves a question. There were over 10,000 hours of videotape of Jeffrey Epstein's clients basically statutory raping little girls, okay, raping them, okay? We don't even know who they are. Those records were sealed. 10,000 hours, plus a plethora, literally hundreds of thousands of pages of evidence that we were never allowed to see, because this group of global scum are the ones who are doing that. And they're also controlling this. And we have to understand, that's what we talked about yesterday. We can't have a spirit of fear, but we have to have a power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, and realize that your neighbors and your friends who basically don't agree with you or who want to argue with you, they've been propagandized. They've been propagandized to make them believe the lie. Remember what Jesus says? Truth came into the world, but the world preferred the lie. Light's come in the world, but the world preferred the darkness. And that's these guys that are next door to you who are arguing with you, who don't want to listen. They're the ones who took all three of the kill shots. They're the ones now that are suffering with long-term COVID, having all kinds of health issues, because they simply won't listen to anything you were trying to say about taking the shot. It's the same thing. This is a PSYOP propaganda campaign. This is what Goebbels and Himmler and Hitler and Stalin and all the rest of them and Churchill did. They all pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed to basically make you believe the lie. And we understand something, though. Be nice to your neighbors, okay? You got to be nice to them, because you got to remember, if this thing hits the fan and it really goes sideways and this entire economy collapses around us and the supply chains really break down, your neighbors are going to be coming over to you for help. Just let you know that. I want you to understand that's going to happen. And you need to have some type of relationship or rapport with them. And so you got to all work together in a community to start growing food and supply food and everything else. Luckily, where we live down here in Florida, there are a lot of lakes and they sell quite a few fish in them. And so I guess we could eat a lot of fish. And all that kind of stuff. But the reality is that, you know, a lot of neighbors are going to be looking to you for help. They're going to say, we can't believe this is happening. Why has the government done this to us? And you'll say back, you'll look at them and say, I told you this was going to happen. And they're going to go, but we thought you were a conspiracy theorist. Because remember, conspiracy theory was started back in the 60s after the Kennedy assassination, after the Warren Commission came out with their totally bogus information on how Kennedy was shot. Totally bogus. If you really want to know what happened with Kennedy, watch the video from JFK to 9/11. It's a rich man's trick. From JFK to 9/11, it's a rich man's trick. You can still find it online, though they keep deleting it. It's about a four-hour video. It'll take you a minute. Instead of sitting around watching TV, learning nothing at night, just watch that video for a couple of nights. And you're going to it'll really tighten you up on who was involved in the Kennedy assassination. It goes into detail. It names the names of every single conspirator that was involved in it. And it talks about where they were and how they did it and how they killed him. And that's going to snap you pretty doggone tight. Another one you can watch is 9/11 Mysteries. On what happened with 9/11 or 9/11 Loose Change. You watch that one too. They're all available as documentaries now that you get online. Give that to the neighbors. If you want to really talk to the people about vaccines, give them that movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. I bought so many of those now, and I've just given them to people that were pregnant so they would realize what was going to happen if they started vaccinating their children. And see, and this is what the thing we have to realize is this. You know, we have to understand that you know, our forefathers, the Declaration of Independence, you know, they had like 27 grievances against the crown about King George. And the crazy part about this is these grievances were being pushed through the pulpit, through the pastors, and they were telling the people what the crown was doing. Because remember, the media was controlled, as always, by this group of Kabbalist Luciferians that were controlling the printed page. And the only way that people got the truth back then, it was kind of like their, how should I say, Gutenberg press. It was what the pastors were saying in the pulpit who were getting inside information, and they were warning the people about the tyranny that was enveloping the United States of America. And a lot of it had to do with the formation of the greenback, that particular colonial script that, you know, Benjamin Franklin was helped to push out and getting us away from the Rothschild-controlled banking system in England. But the United States had enough of it, and they dumped all these guys and got rid of them. But we need to understand who they are, because the British didn't just go home. They fought the Revolutionary War. And the only reason they didn't beat the United States, to be honest with you guys, was because France got involved with us, and also they were fighting another war on a different front over in Europe. And so this is what's happening right now again. But this time we're fighting all these different fronts and all these different wars that are basically mind wars. Remember what Brian Deese of BlackRock admitted last week? He said the liberal world order. Okay? That's what he called it. Because remember, George Soros renamed it that about 10 years ago. This wasn't an accident. So you understand, this is the group. And it doesn't matter if you're black or white or Asian or Latino or Christian or Muslim. It doesn't matter. We've got to all work together on this, because this is something that we all have to understand that's happening to all of us. Remember, Kissinger called us useless eaters. So that's how they look at you. And they figured they have to reduce the population of the planet because, you know, the Club of Rome and, you know, all these other people are saying it's okay to do this, it's okay to do that, it's okay to kill the people. That's what the Council of Foreign Relations is doing. I mean, they're all trying to bring this world government as they can do all of this stuff. You can't trust anything that NBC, ABC, CBS, or MSNBC says. In fact, you can't trust a lot of the stuff that Fox News or Newsmax says either, or the Poynter Institute, or the NewsGuard, because look at the overlords of their media. Look who owns their stock. Look who controls them. Look who started him. Remember Operation Mockingbird? And now we have the CIA is the media. The CIA has become the mainstream media and much of alt media. And so you got to throw this whole idea out of the window that they're telling you the truth on mainstream TV. Because again, it's a mass psychological operation that's being constructed and was started and included with the CIA by Satanist and PSYOP head of the military called Michael Aquino. You know, you got to understand, we're in a mind war. I mean, this guy was a full-blown Satanist. And we need to realize that the national governments have been basically usurped, and the people have been put into power who are basically being controlled by these Kabbalists. And if we understand that, it starts to make more sense. They've been working for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, if you look at the Frankfurt School, to come in and enslave the United States and to take over science and to put people in all kinds of drugs. You know, the United Nations, the IMF, the IPCC, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, the non-government organizations like Open Society and the Tides Foundation and the Human Rights Campaign and the National Endowment for Democracy, they sound great, but they're not. They're all Kabbalist-controlled Luciferian entities. And if you look who runs them, you find out very quickly. You know, you got to look at George Soros. He's doing, you know, he's going all over the world called doing color revolutions. And he's completely lying about what happened with the Civil War, completely lying about what happened with slavery, and people are believing all of this stuff. I posted a really good article on the truth about slavery yesterday on the website. And all these people, the Club of Rome, the Chatham House, all these people are part of the Rockefeller Rothschild industrial complex that is doing all this. And they're using these oligarchies, these billionaires and trillionaires, to basically control us. Because these billionaires and trillionaires, in most cases, in my opinion, are controlled and blackmailed and bribed. They've committed crimes, be it financial, sexual, be whatever they've done. Basically, Epstein and Maxwell, you know, we can't see it. Again, we have 10,000 hours of footage of blackmail operations with Epstein and Maxwell, but we can't see it because they don't want you to know who they are, because you don't have a right to know. Because these people want to believe that they're above you and that they have different DNA than you do. And once you understand all of this stuff and you start to realize who they are and what they do, you start to realize that these people – from BlackRock and Brian Deese and the rest of them, and from State Street Vanguard, they're running the economy. They're literally at the top level of the Treasury. You know, Brian Deese is the one, again, who I mentioned earlier, last week, who talked about the liberal world order. And they need to keep slaughtering people in Ukraine. They don't care because they're getting billions and billions and billions of dollars out of the United States. Larry Fink, he has a lot of power. In fact, he has more power than a lot of the Western central banks because he's running the Fed money. It's just, we got to understand that the Treasury is the Fed that was taken over by the Exchange Stability Fund back in 1933 and 34. You've got to see what they're doing to you. And then you got to look at Eric Schmidt. You know, he was the head of Google and the Alphabet, and he ran Google China. And all of this stuff are all these people that are involved in all of this stuff, and they're running our economy. It's not we the people anymore. It's these guys that are running the economy as cutouts by the international banking cartels. And if we see that, we understand it, we can step away from this and we can go, wow, we need to stop all of this. But like I told you guys, and I've told you for years now, you can't go in at the top and change this thing top down, because the top is completely and totally corrupt. They're basically puppets on a string, and they're being told what to do. And if you try to go into the media or try to go into the, how should I say, government at the highest levels – they're going to basically fund an opposition against you to make sure that you don't win in most cases, but they still don't do that in the local elections and the local school board elections. They don't do that in local county and city elections. You've got to get involved in all of this stuff, and your local sheriff is so important. We've got probably the greatest sheriff in the whole country with Grady Judd here in, you know, Polk County. I know the guy. He goes to church with me. He's a great guy. He's a godly man. He has a Bible on his desk, and he wants to do what's right. These people that are running the show through these international Luciferian Kabbalist bankers and their cronies that they have, who are trying to connect us into that hive mind like we talked about earlier, this little raid, this little thing that I'm doing, this little rant that I'm doing right now, these are the guys that are doing all of it, guys, and they want us in that hive mind. And when we see this, you can't unsee it. And I know it sounds incredibly conspiratorial, but, guys, they locked you guys up for years, put masks on you, forced you to take injections you didn't want. Now they've dumbed the population down because of all this blood clotting that they've caused and all these plaques, these amyloid plaques they've created in people's blood vessels. And people haven't had their veins stripped and these plaques cleaned out and these clots cleaned out. It's all because of this shot. And now they're finding out that, like they said, that the monkeypox is only in the places that around the world that have the Pfizer vaccine. And whether that's true or not, I don't know. That was one of the top Israeli scientists said that a few days ago. And the sad part about all of this stuff is that we're dealing with this stuff together. Yeah, you know, I've got a friend of mine. Her name is Pam. I've known her for a long, long, long time. She sells, you know, like shoe inserts and foot inserts and stuff like that. She knows everything about feet. She's amazing, amazing lady. I've known her for 20 years. And she told me the other day, she goes, I'm so glad we have you guys as friends and we know you guys because nobody else is awake. Have you heard that before, friends? I've heard that before, too. They don't understand what's going on because they don't want to know because they're too caught up in their day-to-day life, day-to-day activities. You know, they've got four or five kids, two or three kids, one or two kids, a husband and a wife, maybe one or two ex-wives or husbands, and they got all of this stuff. They got one or two jobs, and they're rolling as hard as they can trying to pay the bills, and they don't want to stop and breathe and say, let's look at what's really going on. Because the truth of the matter is what's really going on is so awful for most people to look at, they simply don't want to know. And they'd rather pretend, like we talked about earlier in the show, like we talked about earlier this week, you know, with normalcy bias, that they wanted to go back to the way it was. And the problem is, guys, we can't make it go back to the way it was unless we go back 100 years before the Federal Reserve Bank came in. That's how far back we've got to go, but we can do it. But we have to do it in aggregate, and we have to stand our ground like Ephesians says, and we have to do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You have to pray like it's all up to God, and you've got to work like it's all up to you. That's why we continually thank you for supporting Health Masters and telling people to listen to this show. I can't do more of an extended rant than I've done today. Now, some of the stuff that I've talked about today basically came from Mel Kay, one of her rants that she did, but the reality is I expounded on a whole bunch more of it, so I don't want you to think it's all from her quotes, because it's not. The thing we have to understand is this. If we stay focused on what we're supposed to do, you know, remember the German plaque that I talked to you guys about? Zwei Leben stützen, brechen nie, gebet und Arbeit heißen sie. There's two fundamental principles in life that can never be broken. Prayer is gebet and Arbeit is work. We have to pray like it's all up to us, up to God, and we have to work like it's all up to us. If we do that, we can change this country and we can take it back. If we don't, we're going to fall into the ash heap of history, and it's going to happen pretty doggone quick. What do you think, Austin, and what's your next story?
Oh, you're spot on with that. That's exactly what's continually happening. And the sad part about it is a lot of people that continually talk about, oh, well, you know, we need to do this, or we need to bring it back to this. A lot of the same ones I've seen are the same ones that just continually go along with every type of new mandate and new restriction. It's funny because, you know, everybody needs to be relieved now. The CDC has now come out and they've put out new guidelines, new COVID guidelines, and finally allow people to make your own decision. We're no longer going to mandate these things anymore. The CDC issued a guidance for minimizing the impact of COVID yesterday. I can't even make this up, guys. And they admitted what many Americans have essentially been banned for, including us on YouTube and other platforms for simply speaking out about. And they go on to say here, the guidance focuses on individual decisions. Those exposed to the virus are no longer required to quarantine. Oh, aren't you guys happy? Aren't you guys happy now the CDC is giving you that permission? Oh, and they've also said this. You guys are going to be really excited about this now. Unvaccinated people now have the same guidance as vaccinated people. Wait, what? Oh, my gosh. They've given us our freedom back, even though we've been unvaccinated. Isn't that exciting, guys? The CDC, who never had the authority to even tell us what to do, they've now given you your freedom back. You now have the same freedom as vaccinated people. But wait a minute. Hold on. Didn't bumbling buffoon Biden in December say that it was going to be a dark, cold, deadly winter for everyone that was unvaccinated? Well, that's right. If you didn't get your shot last year, you know, everybody's going to die. It's pretty much what they said to everybody. You're all going to die if you don't get the shot. And it's funny because we're still here and rolling, and every single person I know that hasn't been injected is still here and rolling strong. Oh, that's interesting. So what we have said the entire time, the CDC is now admitting? Oh, okay. That makes sense now. Oh, and they also said, don't worry, don't fret. The CDC also said it no longer is recommended to screen people without symptoms. I can't even make this up. So you're telling me that we don't have to stand in line for 8 hours with other people with no symptoms to have a giant Q-tip swab up and scrape our brain to let us know that, hey, you're safe. You don't have a virus in you because, well, we deemed it with our PCR test, even though you had no symptoms and you weren't sick and you weren't having any problems. We told you, though, you're healthy now. You're allowed to go mingle out in public. Guys, you can't make up the level of lunacy that they pushed on the American populace for the last 2 years. It's so stupid, it makes my brain hurt sometimes, the stuff they came up with. But yet now, they're coming out telling everybody, oh, it's fine now. You guys don't need to randomly test. You don't need to get in line with people for 8 hours and get tested because we got to let you know whether or not you have the virus. The whole thing, guys, was a complete and total sham. It was a psyop. The whole thing was a psyop. Was there a virus floating around making people sick? Yeah, there was. Happens every single year. Did anybody else besides me and Dad question the fact that the flu cases literally went to zero, statistical zero, no flu cases in 2020? Didn't exist. Flu disappeared. Didn't happen. No longer. Oh, isn't that kind of odd? I joked around about it. I said, well, one good silver lining of COVID cured the flu. Flu don't exist anymore, guys. We eradicated the flu after 100 years, no longer is rolling around anymore. Guess what, guys? Thanks, COVID, for that. The whole thing was a sham. And that's what I've continued to tell people. I tell them, I say, the same people that lied to you for 2.5 years and told you you were an essential because they deemed so are now the same people that are telling you you need to give up your guns because it's for your protection. It's comical at best. The same ones that are saying you need to protect or you need to trust the FBI because they're patriots protecting you guys. Guys, they're the new 2022 Gestapo. That's all the FBI is. It's the Gestapo in a different brand with a different name. It's the Bolsheviks. The Bolshevik Washington's Bolshevik Gestapos, essentially. Put it all together. It adds up real fast. It's basic math. That's what they're building right now. That's why they've been adding this together. And what's funny is now everybody be ready. It's cool now. Everybody be protected and safe. You have to understand Twitter now has announced they're going to protect the midterm elections. Oh, yes. Everybody should feel at ease now. Twitter's coming out. They're going to protect you. You know, they're going to protect you from misinformation, guys. Because remember, it's science. It's for your safety. We shoot you in the face with rubber bullets because, well, it's for your protection. Remember they were doing that in Australia? I made a joke about it, even though it actually wasn't funny at all. There were people outside on the sidewalk holding up signs protesting the COVID lockdowns in Australia. This is, I think, early 2021. And the police showed up with 12-gauge rubber shotgun shells, 12-gauge slugs, rubber bullets. Unbelievably painful. Blow your eye out. Crack your skull, give you a concussion. Very, very, very violent round. They call it less lethal. No, it's not called non-lethal. It's called less lethal. People were standing on the sidewalk protesting. We want our business back. We want our freedom back. Hey, guys, you're not wearing masks. Yeah, we're not wearing masks because we're healthy. We've already had COVID. We've got antibodies. We're protected. Nah, sorry, guys. Wrong answer. You get a 12-gauge in the face with a rubber bullet. Well, it's for your protection. You got to remember, we're shooting you in the face to protect you because you're not wearing a mask. It's literally what they did. But yet now we're supposed to take a step back and say, oh, well, Twitter's going to protect the November elections. You know, I feel much more at ease now. They came out and blatantly said that this is the tech company that in 2020 was the first time they came out and said they're going to protect election integrity policies with Google, Twitter, Facebook, and it resulted in pretty much one of the most absolutely stolen, fraudulent elections we ever saw in recorded history. Well, Twitter, one of the companies that suppressed the stories about everything and called it misinformation, including Hunter Biden's corrupt business dealings, everything that, you know, Joe Biden was involved in. Oh, yeah, they shut all that down. Well, now they're coming out and they're saying, hey, guess what, guys? The civic integrity policy covers the most common types of harmful, misleading information about elections. So be at ease. Tweets that have this content will be labeled, and they will let you know that they are misinformation. People on Twitter will see a prompt prior to liking or sharing labeled tweets in cases where it's potential harm associated with false or misleading claims. The tweet may not be liked or shared to prevent the spread of misleading information. Well, golly, you guys have figured it out, Twitter. You guys have figured out how to protect the stolen election. You're going to put comments and you're going to put posts and big old blocks on anything that you don't agree with, and you're going to say it's misinformation. Kind of like we dealt with for 2.5 years on social media, where the CDC pop-ups would show up on every single COVID post, say, oh, you can't repost this because it's misinformation. I still remember looking. It was the end of 2020, and I remember I tried to look at a post on social media. It was like on Instagram, and it was talking about one of the doctors that was promoting vitamin C intravenously. And vitamin C, a lot of times people don't understand this because the research has gone back for decades, but yet there's so much propaganda out there. Vitamin C is crucial for every aspect of your body. Vitamin C is also very, very crucial for adrenal fatigue recovery. A lot of people don't realize that. And one of the things that COVID does to you, remember when I had it, it massively blows out your adrenals. This is one of the reasons why you have such severe fatigue when you have COVID and when you recover from COVID. I remember I did the same thing when I got hit with it. I was starting to get back to normal about 5-6 days afterwards. I was running the C and the D and all the other nutrients and zinc. And I remember one of the things that constantly kept biting me for a couple days was the fatigue. I would get up to do stuff, and within like 5 to 10 minutes, I was like, dude, I just need a nap. And I would go lay back down and, you know, pass out for a couple hours and wake back up and, you know, go back to work and do some stuff when I was working from the house. And that was the biggest thing that I found. That's one of the main reasons why vitamin C is so effective, is it massively supports the adrenals. Healthy adrenal function requires vitamin C, and some of the highest concentrations of vitamin C in the whole body are found in the adrenal glands. Tissue throughout the body uses more vitamin C during times of stress, so getting adequate vitamin C is crucial to recovery. This is why I told people, if you don't have access to intravenous vitamin C, that's fine. Majority of people don't. Then you can microdose our vitamin C with antioxidants. You take about 3 caps, this is what I found, 3 caps 4 to 5 times a day. And 3 caps is 1,800 milligrams. So if you're taking 1,800 milligrams and you take that 5 times a day, that's 9,000 milligrams of vitamin C you're getting orally. And if you break it up like that and you microdose it throughout the whole day and you take it with food, you don't have as many issues with bowel tolerance. And you can allow your body to get saturated with vitamin C. Vitamin C is crucial in recovery. That's what so made me so mad during COVID. Is we're talking about this, we're promoting this, and all of a sudden, every time we post it on something, it gets pulled down for misinformation. I'm like, this isn't misinformation, guys. This is documented research from decades that vitamin C is crucial in helping the body recover. And that's why we put together the vitamin C with antioxidant formula, because it's so effective and it's got the nutrients that you need, along if you throw in the zinc. It massively helps out with recovery from pretty much everything that I found, because it's got the quercetin and the bioflavonoids along with the vitamin C in our formula. And it was so frustrating to me because every single time I turned around, the media and social media platforms were saying, no, fake news, can't talk about that. And I'm like, you guys are literally killing people with your information. You're telling them there's no option. doctors would say that. There's nothing you can do. You need to go to the hospital and go on, you know, remdesivir. It's your only option. And I'm like, no, what are you doing? Don't go on remdesivir. That's killing people. No, fake news. That's a lie. Remdesivir is totally healthy. What happened in the 2016 Ebola trials? It was the worst leading drug with the highest amount of side effects with the worst results in the research. Oh, well, we don't talk about that. Because National Institute of Health, you know, they funded a lot of this stuff. So we're not going to bring that up. We're going to give an emergency use authorization. Everybody needs to use remdesivir immediately now. Guys, they lied to everyone, and they're still lying to everyone. That's why I keep telling people, keep your immune system strong. This isn't over with these guys. The COVID fatigue is over. People have gotten – they're done with it now. People are completely and totally done with the BS from COVID. But that doesn't mean they're not going to keep pushing other stuff. Look at what they're doing with the doggone monkeypox. I still, when I talk to people, majority of people that I talk to don't even realize that 90%, the CDC admits 90% of the individuals who are contracting monkeypox are men that are engaged in sexual behavior with other men. They're homosexuals. Nope. We'll just delete that part. We don't bring that up on CNN. We just tell everybody monkeypox, you need to get your smallpox vaccine now. It's total affront on the immune system, and they're doing it very, very effectively, and the vast majority of people don't even realize it. So again, my friends, keep your body strong. The adrenal fatigue that's been happening over the last couple of years is very, very common. It's don't feel like you're alone by yourself. Majority of people are dealing with adrenal exhaustion, and that's why the cortisol booster and the adrenal support and the vitamin C are so effective at helping out with the adrenals. That's why the cortisol booster, we put a huge dose of ashwagandha in there. Like Dad said earlier, with the shell shock, that is very, very significantly researched and documented information. Once people get exposed to enough shell shock, so to speak, or enough negativity, they just take a step back and say, dude, I'll take whatever. I'll just go along with whatever you tell me. It's exactly what they did during COVID. You keep telling people enough, oh, you need to be scared. Be scared of the virus. Don't go outside. Wear a mask anywhere you go. Be scared of everyone around you. Eventually, what did people do? They said, dude, just give me something. I remember I went down to Miami towards the beginning of middle 2021, and the shot was rolling out good and strong. Everybody was getting their shot. I'm vaccinated with RNA gene therapy. I don't even know what that means, but I got it. So many people say, oh, I don't know. I just got it. And we had a guy pick us up from the airport when we were down there. And he was driving us around with one of our drivers. And we asked him, said, did you get the shot? And he goes, yeah. He goes, I got the shot. And he goes, I just wanted to stop wearing the mask. He goes, I got so sick of it down here. He's like, they said if you get the shot, you don't have to wear the mask. I was over it. So I went and got the shot. Now I have to wear the mask. And it was funny because they played everybody like cheap fiddles. Remember, they came out, was like 4 weeks after that. They said, oh, by the way, the pandemic is raging because of the unvaccinated. Even though you got your shot, you still have to wear a mask now. Psych. Game's up. We lied to you again. And then people had to put their little dog muzzles back on because they agreed to it, even though they got the shot. It was complete and total buffoonery. I remember I talked to people on the phone down in Miami when I was going down there to look at a vehicle. And I told them, I said, I'm coming down there. I'm not wearing a mask. They said, well, we require masks in our dealership. And I said, well, I require no mask if I'm buying something from you. Well, no, that's not okay. You have to wear a mask. You come down here. I said, I'm telling you right now, I will kill this vehicle deal right now on the phone with you if you tell me I have to wear a mask when I go down there. Let me tell you, my manager comes back on the phone. All right, you don't have to wear a mask if you come down here. I know I'm not wearing a mask. I just wanted to make sure you were okay with that. And I went down there, and it's funny. We're the only people in the whole dealership without masks on. Everybody's looking at us like, whoa, who are these people? They're not wearing masks. Wow. Well, they don't have a dog muzzle on their face. They must be somebody important. No, not anybody important. I'm just Austin. I'm just not going to put up with the nonsense, and I'm not going to wear a dog muzzle to walk into a dealership, and I will kill the vehicle deal over this. I flat out told them on the phone with this, and I end up not buying the vehicle anyways. I found out it had paintwork that they didn't disclose, which is another reason why you need to be very careful if you're buying vehicles right now. There's a lot of shady stuff that's going on all across the board in the vehicle market. Be very aware of that with dealers trying to dump inventory, especially in the mid-range market, the Honda Civics and Accords and stuff that I've seen all over the board that are having bodywork, accidents that are not disclosing. They're trying to dump them and get out of them right now, why a lot of the vehicle market is starting to soften up. That's just a side note. But I just wanted to put that out there, my friends. Continue to say no if you want to say no. Say yes if you want to say yes. Always remember, you have that right to make that decision and speak your mind. Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't speak your mind because, well, it's going to be offensive or you can't do it. What do you think, Dad?
You're 100% right. We've got to tell the truth. And now this morning I just read an article by a well-known physician, and he's talking about working out with weights, and you know, he's at the age of 70 and 60, et cetera. And what they're not disclosing is whether they're taking human growth hormone or testosterone shots, because they're claiming that you can build all this muscle mass into your 70s. And quite frankly, be honest with you guys, that's simply not true unless you elevate your testosterone. It won't happen. It's like women who work out and try to get real, real big. Unless they start taking testosterone supplements, they're not going to get big. It doesn't work. You need to keep your testosterone levels up. That's why we have really good testosterone support supplements in our office. I keep my testosterone, and I don't take any test shots or any of that stuff like that. I keep mine around 800, and I'm almost 67. And so I can go in the gym, and I can build muscle weight, and I can work out. And this individual is also saying that you need to work out with real heavy weight, you know, like 400, 500, 600, 800, 700 pounds on leg press. Let me tell you what's going to happen if you do that, and you're in your 60s. You're going to give yourself a stroke. I'm letting you know that right now. You're going to cause so much intracranial pressure and vascular pressure trying to push that much weight, you're going to stroke. It's not going to happen. You're going to get hurt is what's going to happen. You see all these CrossFit places, and everybody always gets hurt when they're in their 40s and 50s and the 60s, and they go there. They always have shoulder injuries, or they mess up their backs. You don't need heavy weight. If you can't do at least 10 to 15 reps with the weight, don't do it. Don't say, I leg press 600 pounds. I remember there was a guy named Rock one time, and he was in his 70s. And he was in there bench. He was in there leg pressing 600-700 pounds. And I told him, I said, dude, don't do this. Oh no, I can do it. I'm strong. I came in there a month later. He had a massive stroke, you know, during leg press. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And don't do it. The joints can't handle it. Number one, you know, but you got to use resistance training. And you don't need to be doing cardiovascular running and that kind of stuff. Round trampoline is great for the cardiovascular system. Just jog on it very slowly. Hold a chair on both sides if you need to. Get one that's got braces on it. Wear good shoes so you don't twist an ankle. That's a really good exercise, particularly for high blood pressure. And use resistance training. And I don't like that banding either. I don't like it when they strap tight rubber bands around their arms because they want to get a better arm pump and better arm workout. Guys, don't do stuff like that. You restrict that cardiovascular system, you can elevate blood pressure. You're going to cause arterial and vascular and capillary damage. That's all you're going to do. Don't do it. It's not worth it. You say, well, these people say it's good. I don't care what they say. I've been doing this for over 50 years, and I work out 4 to 6 days every single week. You know, I have a gym here at the house. We train, and, you know, and I work out. Austin knows that. I know. I mean, I stay in really good shape for my age. The other day I just did, I think it was 8 reps with another 100 pounds on curls. But, you know, I was just seeing what I could do. But I wasn't straining myself. As soon as the weight got a little bit heavy, I put it back down. But I wasn't trying to do, you know, 25 reps with it, and I wasn't trying to curl 150 pounds. Well, I could probably still curl 150 pounds, but I don't want to do it because it's just too hard on the back. So be very careful. 15, 20 reps on your weights, and work out each body part twice a week. Give it plenty of rest, and make sure you include adequate amounts of protein in your diet, i.e. 3 organic eggs cooked in butter every single morning before the show. It stabilizes my blood sugar throughout the day. And stay away from vegetable oils like soybean oil and corn oil and all that junk that's been processed. It has so many omega-6 fats that it's going to plug up your arteries. Take the omega-3 every single day. Take your vitamins that we have at the office. Take the adrenal support if you need to. Make sure you keep your supplements in you every single day so you can stay healthy. This is very, very, very important, guys. And I love you. And make sure you listen to Austin tonight. He's going to do a really good job on Hagman. He's going to go into more and more detail about all the stuff we talked about this week. I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Thanks so much for supporting us. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. And I really love it when you guys come by the office and come by and say hi. It means the world to me. And I love praying with you guys when you come by if I get an opportunity to, if we have time, which I always try to take that unless I've got meetings scheduled. So you guys are just absolutely wonderful, and keep praying for us too. You guys are the best. Austin, finish it up, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
Yes, and one of the best formulas that I've ever put together and I've worked on, and Dad and I worked on it years ago, and we brought it to market, and it's been very effective. And every single person I know that has been into resistance training and exercise across the board has loved it, and that's the Muscle Blast formula. And it's pretty much either pre-workout or intra-workout. I prefer it intra-workout, and it's a full-spectrum amino acid formula. And the company that I worked with when they were putting it together – They had multiple trials conducted on a specific patent-pending combination of the amino acids and the most effective anabolic ratio, whether you want to support muscle strength and function or prevent muscle loss associated basically with aging. The Muscle Blast provides the right amino acids and the right ratios to help you meet your goals. And it's funny, my workout partner that I've had for years now, he's working for a line company, and he hit me up again the other day. He's coming in to work. I said, man, I need some more Muscle Blast. I said, all right, I'll grab a can for you. You know, bring some cash. I'll meet you in the gym. And he's told me repeatedly, we've tried it. We specifically tried exercises on just water and on Muscle Blast and water. And you can tell a significant decrease in your strength and an overall muscle endurance when you're drinking just water and not drinking the Muscle Blast. We've tried it with the same specs, the same time, the same weight, the same workouts on different weeks, and the variables have all been fairly consistent. And that's why everybody that tries it, when they actually utilize it properly, they're like, wow, this stuff actually works. And that's why I always use it, and I always recommend anybody, if you need a true amino acid formula, be very careful. There's a lot of stuff on the market that's complete and total garbage. There's stuff that I wouldn't even give my dog that's sold on the vitamin market. And I've researched it and I've looked at the ingredients. Always do research on what you're actually getting and what ingredients you're actually getting, not just a proprietary blend because somebody on social media said it'll make you strong. Like that said, some of these guys, you see some of these guys are 60, 70 years old and they're shredded. And I'm not discounting the fact that they're training unbelievably hard. But don't let them tell you they're eating chicken and rice when the guy's 60, 70 years old and he's 6 foot and 250 pounds and, you know, single-digit body fat. It doesn't happen without anabolic gear. It just is what it is. And again, I'm not discounting the fact that they're training really, really hard, but do some research on the people that are actually telling you to do stuff and understand if you're trying to stay natural, which you should, there's a lot of limitations you need to give your body, including heavy, heavy, heavy weight and allowing enough recovery time and proper nutrients and supplementation to allow your muscles to recover. Always, my friends, do your research as best as possible. If you need any research or if you need any questions answered, call us up at healthmasters.com. We're here to help you out the best we possibly can. Be sure to check out the website if you need anything. Product of the week, the EyeSight, our top-tier ocular formula on sale right now. And be sure to check out the adrenal support kit that we're putting together, the stress control kit I'll put together here in the next couple hours. So thank you again. Stay strong. Keep your mind right, my friends. Speak the truth. Enjoy the Hagman Show tonight. Have a blessed, awesome weekend. We'll talk to you again on this show Monday as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of clear digital audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.